This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello everyone, welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy Today, already in the middle of January 2019, and we have a big show this week. My first guests are from the television show New Amsterdam. Freeman Agyeman and Jocko Sims will be joining us. Heidi Klum, the lovely judge on America's Got Talent, from PBS, T.J. Lubinsky, talking about his doo-wop series. The next hour, Daniel Krauthammer will be here. He's the son of Charles Krauthammer. Charles, of course, passed away in June, but Daniel finished the project of his last book, and we'll be talking about it. It's out right now. From Chicago Med on NBC, Nick Gilfus and Colin Donnelly. Then Carol Channing passed away this past week, and we're going to play one of the later interviews that we did with Carol. She was so charming, we couldn't resist playing it for her in memory of the lady. And we'll be right back with Ron Sedgy Today.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Some good news for consumers, merchants, and the financial industry. 3 years after banks sent upgraded credit and debit cards with a built-in computer chip to cardholders, and store owners were encouraged to upgrade their payment systems to support the new cards, a report from Visa shows a dramatic decrease in counterfeit payment fraud due to the upgrade. In fact, counterfeit fraud at U.S. chip-enabled merchants is down 82% as of June 2018. Since the chip launched nationally in 2015, Visa has seen continued growth in the number of chip cards and chip-enabled merchants. Visa has more than 3.1 million merchants now accepting chip cards. That's 67% of U.S. stores that accept Visa payment cards. The time spent paying in a chip card has gotten faster and more convenient for consumers because of contactless technology, where you tap to pay the card rather than inserting it. Tapping to pay provides the same security as traditional chip cards. To learn more about paying with a chip or contactless card, visit usa.visa.com.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy Today. Well, I'm going to look into my crystal ball for whatever good it is, but I'm going to do that. And I'm going to predict that our guests, who are now entering its second season, Tuesday nights at 10 Eastern, 9 Central on NBC, is going to be a season hit because it's got a lot of credibility. And it's called New Amsterdam. And joining us right now is Freema Agyeman.
Oh, yeah.
Agyeman. Phonetically figured that out like we would use in Italian, agita.
Well done.
And Jocko Sims. Hey, guys, welcome to the show and congratulations on this new venture.
Thank you so much. How are you doing today, Ron?
I'm doing good, and we're off to a great start with a great week with two great guests. You play Jocko, Dr. Floyd Reynolds, and Freema Agyeman. I'm going to say that 1,000 times today. Dr. Helen Sharp. And now, you know, I meant what I said. When I saw the trailers for this, I thought, this is going to be it. This is going to be the season for an exceedingly successful show. Now, this is actually inspired by a memoir called 12 Patients, Life and Death at Bellevue Hospital, which really is a hospital, by Dr. Eric Meinheimer. Tell us about the premise of this, how the whole thing got started. And we'll start with Freema Agyeman, because Freema Agyeman is the name that I'm going to be talking about all day today. Okay.
Brilliant. Yes, so you're exactly right. Our show is based on the memoir by Dr. Eric Meinheimer, who was the chief medical director at Bellevue for 15 years. And a lot of the things that you see in the pilot, he actually really did. You know, he moved in there to try and restore the hospital to its former former glory, and he did fire the whole cardiac department, and he was really trying to make changes to improve the environment and the situation within the hospital, and also fundamentally return to putting the patient first. You know, it's about care. It's about trying to do the best for the people who are vulnerable and sick, and trying to sort of distance away from the bureaucracy and the red tape and everything else that comes along with the very complicated healthcare system. So yes, we are based on his memoir, and he in fact is one of the patients in his memoir, because he was battling cancer while he was trying to run this institution. So it's really interesting to get that perspective from both sides of the line.
When was he there? What years?
He was there in 97. We got to do some maths now, for 15 years. So I think 97 to 2000, and is that 12? Yeah, 2012.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I would be remiss, and I'm sorry if I'm asking a question that I should know, but is he still alive?
Oh, yes, and he's a producer on the show.
Oh, okay.
And he battled cancer, and he won, and he's there. And he's there with us, and he's informing us. He's such a gift, actually, because he's so easy to talk to, and he's so erudite and so articulate and so informed, and he's there to inform us from the micro, you know, how to hold a needle, if you like, all the way up until the kind of socio-political commentary, you know, that the kind of, he's kind of looking at society through the prism of the healthcare system. He's quite an amazing, amazing man.
Now, is Dr. Mannheimer's character on the show Dr. Max Goodwin?
Yes, it is loosely based on Max Goodwin, who was played by Ryan Eggold.
Yeah.
If you remember him from The Blacklist, he's terrific, terrific actor.
No, he's been on our show several times.
There you go. You know him personally, Ron.
Yeah.
No, he's fantastic, and he's just great in this character. He's got a subtleness to him, a reality to him that I think that a lot of people are going to gravitate towards. But, yes, that is the character that's based on, and much like it, you find out in the trailer and on the show that Max Goodwin also has cancer. So this is the idea that this man was going around and being more concerned about the system and how broken it was and the patients while he was battling cancer is remarkable within itself, and it's just so great for us to be able to tell this story and be a part of it. And I think that's what makes it stand out from the rest of the hospital dramas you see every week. We're based on a true story. There's a lot of heart in it. We put a lot of research into our characters. I got to meet I play the head of the cardiac surgical department, and I got to meet the head of the cardiac surgical department, Dr. Norma Keller, who is at Bellevue. So we each got to sit down with the respective doctors and learn a lot, and we're bringing on the best we can to each of these episodes every week.
That's great. And, of course, the hospital we're talking about, Bellevue, is a real hospital, but when we bring in the Max Goodwin character, which is, of course, Dr. Mannheimer, then we start talking about how the main character, Max, all of a sudden thinks outside the box to an institution that's understaffed, underfunded, underappreciated, however, can treat Ebola patients, prisoners from Rikers, and the President of the United States all at one shot there, under one roof.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like when people hear Bellevue, they just associate it with the psychiatric element of its history, but it's quite remarkable in that it pioneered so many firsts. It, you know, the first C-section was performed there, the first maternity ward, the first nursing school, the first pacemaker was developed there. When you walk through those halls, there's these 8-foot-tall banners of all of the wonderful things that they have achieved. It's quite an institution, actually.
Yeah.
And as you say, you know, they have their own prison ward there, which means they can treat patients from Rikers. They have their own courtroom, which means they can kind of, you know, get things through the legislation more directly and more quickly. So it's quite formidable, really.
Is it difficult, and do you have to learn medical terms?
Yes. Every week the writers challenge themselves by seeing if they can make it more difficult for us.
I'm sure they do.
With these amazing terms. And, you know, actually we get a Dropbox every week emailed to us with a doctor, perhaps Dr. Mannheimer or a nurse, who pronounce balances it for us, if you will, and we'll just listen and learn that way. But, you know, through practice, I think we're shooting now episode 7. We're getting better and better at it.
Oh, well, that's good. Now, Freema, for a second, this is not a strange environment for you, because you played a role on Doctor Who, did you not?
Yes, I did. And actually, though, Martha was still studying. So, Helen is qualified.
Yeah, no, you're in good shape.
So, yeah, it feels like an evolution, really, in that.
And other roles, The Carrie Diaries and Netflix Sense8 and Law & Order UK and television credits Old Jack's Boat, Survivors, and, of course, on the big screen, Rulers and Dealers and North versus South. And I don't think it's any secret, other than the fact that you have this great London accent, since you're from jolly old England.
I am from jolly old England. It's so, you know, I've had a great, I feel very lucky and very blessed. I've had a great amount of success in the last couple of years with the roles that I have had the opportunity and the good fortune to be able to play. I mean, the most recent one being on Netflix was Sense8, and I feel like that was such a pivotal role for me and in my career and in my life, actually. I learned so much and developed and grew so much. But yeah, I was playing an American in that role, so it does feel nice to have the opportunity to work here in my native tongue, as it were.
Yeah, that's great. And Jocko, actor, writer, producer, you were in Dreamgirls, Jarhead, The Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, the Star series Crash, The Last Ship, Masters of Sex, on television with Grey's Anatomy, NCIS, Burn Notice, CIS, Bones. And you got a couple of projects now being developed for television and the big screen. But I understand that you produce music and manage music artists. Now, I'm a singer and tour with a 15-piece orchestra. Maybe you and I can collaborate on a couple of things. You know what I'm saying?
You got a deep voice. You know, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Barry White. Maybe we can get some R&B tracks going together.
Baby, come on, baby.
I got an ear for talent. I'm trying to tell you. But yeah, Ron, I've been blessed. You read off that list. I feel quite old. Thank you. And The Last Ship is also airing this fall, too, so I'm really proud about that. It comes out on Sundays on TNT. So.
Wow, that's great. Well, I meant what I said to both of you in the beginning, that I think this is going to be a season hit. I really do. This has got all the ingredients, and it's television that is true. And you don't really find sometimes, you find things that are based on stories, but very seldom you find a true story on a television series. And this has it, my friends. It's Tuesday night on NBC, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central. It is called New Amsterdam. It stars our two guests, Freema Agyeman.
You're amazing.
And Jocko Sims. Hey, Jocko and Freema, please, and I mean this sincerely, join us again. You are a great guest, and
aww,
I hope the devil that you do very well. And please tell Ryan that I said hello, but I think I really mean it. I think this is going to be a season hit for you, my friends.
Well,
Thank you.
It's a series hit, and you have a deal.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Ron, so much.
Thank you, Freema. Thank you, Jocko. Okay, bye-bye. Second season, New Amsterdam, it's called. Tuesday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central on NBC. And in the event you want to hear this show again or tell your friends about it, all you need to do is go to our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com, and you get to the homepage, hit the icon that says Listen Live. You can hear the show on demand 24/7. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back and we're live all across the USA and around the world. Our next guest has been with us several times over the years. She is not only beautiful, she is delightful to have on the show, and she's judge on America's Got Talent. You talk about a tough job for a beautiful lady, it's that. Joining us right now is Heidi Klum. Hi, Heidi, how are you?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, it's nice to have you back, and as I mentioned before, as a judge, with all the things that you have done in your remarkable career, is being a judge one of the toughest? Because I've often said, I can emcee these shows, but I hate to be a judge. I mean, that's a very subjective situation. And you do a great job at it, but is it tough?
It is tough. It is tough when you have children in front of you and you have to say no. It's really hard. Or when someone is in front of you and they really believe in themselves so much and they're like, what? My act is the best. Why did you buzz? Please take the buzz back.
Yeah.
You know, why did you give me the axe? And you have to, you know, send people off the stage because the act really wasn't that good. You kind of have to, you know, or I always like to do that in a way that, you know, people walk off the stage not feeling bad because there's no point in that. But it definitely is more fun having someone amazing on the stage and saying, wow, your act was amazing. You had me glued to you for 90 seconds and I want to see more. I prefer that much more than having to say no to somebody. But unfortunately, there's always more no's than yeses.
Yeah, and you know, with the amount of people that try out for this, I mean, I got to assume that that's right on the money. I mean, you got to say no to a ton of people because so many people try out for America's Got Talent.
Yeah, a lot of people come, and a lot of people come also with no real act. You know, some people, I don't know who told them that they were good at, you know, singing or dancing or, you know, magic. I'm like, I just totally saw how you did that trick. What is this? You know, I mean, we see a lot of people. We go in, you know, to all these different cities. I mean, that's what we did last year. And, you know, we see 40 to 50 acts in a day. And you see very fast who has it and who doesn't.
Sure.
You know, we get bored quickly when you see that many people come onto the stage. But we also laugh at people who do silly things. You know, I still remember last year, you know, this guy that came with toilet plungers and was throwing toilet plungers across the stage onto naked guys' backs.
Yes.
You know, those kind of
that.
Things, those memories, I mean, it was silly and we all buzzed, but even though it was so silly, we still remember it.
Sure.
You know?
It's tough to say no. I always think of the person that told Elvis Presley that he should go back to driving a truck. I mean, you know, you don't want to say no to somebody that might be, you know, the next superstar, but how do you know? It's so tough.
It is tough. And if there is someone who has a real true talent and we say no, it doesn't mean that your career is over.
No, of course not.
You know, if you have it, you know, you still should go and fight for it and go and see people. You know, also, you have only 90 seconds, and some people come onto the stage and they're just so nervous that they maybe can't show it in those 90 seconds because their nerves are taking over and that day wasn't their day.
Right, right.
So, you know, people shouldn't give up just because it didn't work, you know, on AGT that day. You know, it is cutthroat, and people come on there and they only have a short time, and they have to wow us really, really quickly because the next person is already standing there on the sideline ready to come out and bring it, you know?
Well, you know, and you mentioned cutthroat. I mean, that's the entertainment business. You and I both know that, so they might as well get used to it on America's Got Talent because they're going to have it all through their career if they decide to go that route.
Yeah, it is pretty hard. And as you can see, I mean, America's Got Talent has been on the air, I think this is now 9 years.
Yep.
And every year there's new talented people that are popping up from who knows where.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of talent out there, and you just have to be extra special in order to move forward.
Now, I think this is the second season for having four judges. Do you like having an even number of four judges there?
I thought, I was like, wow, that is cool. It's different, and it's actually cool to have four judges there, and I was very pleased.
And they got to have some beauty.
More excited to be back this year.
Well, sure, and they have to have some beauty on that panel. I mean, you just can't have, you know, Howie Mandel and Simon Cowell on there, you know. That's not going to cut it for us guys watching. Now, are you at all of those auditions, Heidi?
No, we're not, unfortunately. This year, we're not going to as many cities as we did last year.
Uh-huh.
It didn't work out for some of the judges to do that. I have to say I enjoyed going to the different cities because I also understand not everyone can come to New York, not everyone can come to Los Angeles. And I just love traveling America. You know, you get to go to cities that normally, you know, you wouldn't be able to go to. Like in my job, I had not gone to some of the cities, so I actually enjoyed, you know, coming.
Mm-hmm. Now, Heidi, I would be remiss if I didn't say that, and we don't have the time to do it, but if I ran down everything that you're involved with, personal appearances you made on television, on the big screen, also your modeling career, all of the things that you do for charity, it's remarkable that you even have time to even eat lunch. I mean, it's I give you a lot of credit. You got a lot of energy.
Well, you put all of these things in. This is, you know, I've done all these things in 20 years, not last year.
You didn't do it all in a year, right?
Yeah, I didn't do it all in a year.
The one thing I love about this show, and I'm sure this is the success of the ninth season that we're talking about, is that it's open to all ages, any talent. I mean, you don't have to be like an 18-year-old singer or dancer. You can be a contortionist. You can be a juggler. You can be anything. And that's what I think the appeal is, you know?
Absolutely. That's why I love the show so much. I had watched AGT from my couch at home with my kids because, you know, if it's just one-sided, if it's just about singing, you know, they lose their focus, my kids. They're like, oh, this is boring, and they want to change and watch something else. They've always loved watching AGT because there's all these different people that come on the stage.
Right.
And they're like, oh, wonder who's coming next. Oh, that's cool. Or then someone is there they don't like so much, and then the next person they like again. The variety is what makes it so interesting and fun to watch because you just never know who comes on that stage next. And it's the same for us, judges. You know, we don't get a rundown. People don't tell us, you know, who is all there that day. So we sit there and we're surprised. And I love that. You have to be open-minded and give the people a chance when they come onto the stage. And I love it. It's one of my favorite, you know, jobs that I've done in 20 years of being in this industry. I love it.
And you do a great job at it. And, of course, it brings back variety show format to TV, which is not there anymore. Well, hopefully you'll come back, eh?
I would love to.
Let's do it.
I would love to, yeah.
Well, Heidi, it's always great having you on the show. You're a delight. You're not only, as I mentioned before, talented and just a very outstanding entrepreneur and beautiful. You're the full package, and we're going to be watching America's Got Talent with our judge and our friend Heidi Klum. Thanks, Heidi. You're terrific.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you have a good day. We'll look forward to having you back, okay?
Yes, thank you. You too. Good day.
Okay, bye-bye, Heidi. Heidi Klum has been our guest, and yet another season of America's Got Talent. Well, I'd like to drop in here and suggest that you maybe check out our website, which is ronseggi.com, R-O-N-S-E-G-G-I.com. There's a lot of things there that I hopefully will keep you entertained. But the real plus is that you can catch our latest show on demand 24/7. The one that you are listening to right now. So tell your friends about it too, if you will. It's RONSEGGI, RonSeggi.com. Also, when you go there, you'll find out that there's an app that you can listen to our show anywhere you go with your cell phone. And you can also visit our other website, SeggiSings.com, where you'll learn everything about my concert tour with a 15-piece orchestra. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president is trying to make a deal to end the government shutdown. He says his new offer is
straightforward, fair, reasonable, with lots of compromise.
In exchange for the $5.7 billion he's demanded for the wall, the president now proposes 3 years of legislative relief for DACA recipients and a 3-year extension of status for those here from disaster-stricken countries. He also offered
$800 million in urgent humanitarian assistance, $805 million for drug detection technology to help secure our ports of entry.
Democrats immediately rejected the proposals. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they do not represent a good faith effort to restore certainty to people's lives. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And we're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. I know, that's not music here on the radio these days, but it's from an era called the doo-wop era, and that's what we're going to be talking about on the show, this portion. And we have with us now a gentleman who has bring back doo-wop to television on PBS. Very interesting guy. He's brought back a lot of genres of music, and his latest is this style of music. What he's done on PBS is really a service to so many people who have lost track of radio stations because they don't exist anymore. They play some of the greatest music of our lives. And he's got a new project, Check Your Local Listings, on PBS. Joining us right now is TJ Lubinsky. TJ, welcome to the show.
Ron, it's great to be here with you. This is exciting.
I've often wondered how you've been able to pull together all of the groups, whether it be the pop series, the doo-wop series, whatever the case may be, because so many of these people that are friends of mine over the years are very difficult to not only get to go back on stage, but the sound the way they did when they had the hits.
Yeah, you know, I've just been very lucky. A lot of times the process, Ron, starts with, you know, I'll hear a song or things like a CD or a record will fall off a shelf, and you look at it, and it's, say, the best of the McGuire sisters.
Right.
And you say, God, I love those songs they did, May You Always, and you know, not just the fun stuff like Sugar Time, but Something That Gotta Give, and so many, on and on and on and on with Fellow Sinner Sisters. And you say, wow, it's time that we brought them back, because in my life I hadn't seen them on television or really heard all their great, great, great songs played on the radio. So the only thing to do was to go to Phyllis and her sister and say, would you please come out and be part of this? Because I want to make sure that everybody respects and honors you. And at the same time, you're helping your audience feel good and go back to a time inside when it was so much better in life. And whether it's the 50s pop era or whether it's our famous doo-wop series that came a little bit after that, the rock and roll stuff, or even all the way back to the big band days, the way I approach it is always the same. I'm trying to bring the artist back to a point where we can love and respect them, but also for the audience, just for a little while, to take away pain, you know, not having to worry about today's doctor's appointments or cancers, or prostate problems, whatever it is that happens when you get older, family, lost ones, loving ones, trying to bring the audience back to the place when they were just starting out.
Well, I understand that. I understand that totally. I tour with a 15-piece orchestra doing some of the great stars of Dick Clark's Caravan of Stars, and that's exactly the response in the audience that we get is when they hear those songs. But I have to be candid with you. I respect the fact that you go back to an era that is before your time, and that is very unique. I have that in my sons, obviously, because of my influence. When you talk about making the audience happy, people like our mutual friends like Pat Boone, Frankie Valli, Jay Siegel, Charlie Thomas, all these guys, one of the things that they have often told me is an appearance on your show really reignites their personal appearances, go up, because they say, wow, they're still out there and they sound terrific.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a big part of it, and that's also part of kind of my intent when I go through this. It's not just to make a great TV show. I mean, I approach the recordings of these shows as if they were record sessions. So we want to make sure that everything sounds right and that the artist looks and sounds the best they possibly can, and then that begets and that begets going to see them live and in person. Mm-hmm. And again, it's all about giving the audience back that moment to when they were just starting out or just having a family or first crush or first kiss, and it really completes the circle.
I know that you do this in Pittsburgh. Are you from Pittsburgh, TJ?
I'm a New Jersey guy.
A New Jersey guy, okay.
From where we taped the new show that we just did called Do Up Generations,
right.
In Asbury Park, basically.
Right.
That's where I'm from. So Jersey Shore guy all the way.
Well, I got to tell you, though, that band that backs them up in the backup singers, you think they were back in the studios back in the day when they were doing those songs originally. What an outstanding group of people, musicians and singers.
Yeah, well, it's great you bring up the musicians because they're definitely part of not just the secret sauce, they are the sauce. What we do typically for these shows, and I think it's the first time I've ever really explained this before, is we start months and months and months ahead of time with the musicians, just listening to the original records, because the mantra for me is it's got to be as close to the original recording version as possible.
Right.
We really don't want to end up with kind of show-tuny Vegas versions of the hits. We want the hits exactly the way people remember them.
Good.
So end up listening to the records or the 78s in some cases, or acetates once in a while. It depends how old the era is that we're doing. And we sit in a room, we pick apart every part of the song, every bit that's in the rhythm section. Was it an upright bass? Was it an electric bass? What is it, a celeste? What kind of Hammond was there that was being used? What was the percussion? Were the castanets ebony castanets? I mean, what are these things? And then you try to find out. It's almost like detective work. And then we have a core of Pittsburgh players. There's about 20 of them that have been with us now for almost 20 years. And we go in a studio and we lay down just the basic rhythm tracks first. And that kind of locks the whole performance into really having the sound of the original record. So if you don't kind of lay that down, you may not get the drums sounding the way they did on the record.
Right.
Sometimes you have to, you know, loosen up the cymbals and make them real loose to get that exact sound, say, of an early recording from the 60s that came out of Philadelphia. Or when we do strings and horns, we have to play those strings and horns in four or five different rooms just to get the exact sound of the way they were first played.
Wow.
And so we do that all the way throughout every instrument and percussion, and it's then used kind of as a bass with what they call a click track live.
Right.
Then everybody plays live also. So everything you see is everyone playing live, and then we add in the thickened instrumentation from the studio sessions, and then we just build so that whatever was there on the record is there live. And that's my approach. So we're making almost more of a record with a live concert element than, say, a live concert.
I give you enormous amount of credit for that, TJ, simply because of the fact sometimes artists do not want to continue to do the song the way they did it in 1962, so they, you know, they add all kinds of extra stuff to it. I watched Felix Cavallari doing Good Lovin' one time, and I when he got to the solo, I didn't know what the heck he was playing, you know. So, let's talk about the show. Now, this is a show that, as you mentioned, is going to be shot in Asbury Park, New Jersey. It's called My Music. It's, of course, on PBS stations throughout the country. Check your local listings for its time and station. It'll run, I'm sure, for a long time. This is a kind of a passing of the torch. I mean, you got friends like Jay Siegel there and Charlie. How's Charlie Thomas doing? I haven't talked to him in years.
He's great. And I'll tell you, the inspiration for this show for me was, for years people have said, I don't want to sound this in a way that comes across as though it's coming from a place of ego or anything else like that, because it's not. Since I started this and brought the doo-wops and oldies to television on PBS, people have always said to me, you are the one to carry the music forward into the future.
Right.
And at the time, I thought that was... I was there just to get the groups together, as many living groups as we can, and be the vehicle for that to reach the masses. But throughout the years, people said, no, you're the one to make sure this will survive. And as we finished the original doo-wop series, where we've had hundreds and hundreds of the original doo-wop groups on, it became really apparent that when we started losing folks, say in the last 10 years especially,
oh, yeah,
it felt like the music, early rock and roll, the vocal group harmonies, was kind of at the same place where big band was. One day it was the meaning of the world with the G.I. Generation, and the next day it was just gone. And that's kind of what happened. And really, really made me reflect and inspire.
And inspire you did. TJ, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with our guest, TJ Lubinsky from PBS, talking about his latest music project, The Passing of the Torch of the Doo-Wop Generation, with a performance that's going to be held at Asbury Park in New Jersey, a sentimental evening pack of music of a past generation that still lives on today in many areas. And that's doo-wop. And we're going to be back with more with Ron Sedgie today, and we're going to listen to some doo-wop till we come back with TJ.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. This service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today. My guest, TJ Lubinsky, nice enough to stay over another segment talking about his Doo-Wop Generation special on PBS entitled Doo-Wop as they pass the torch in Asbury Park in New Jersey. And tell us a little bit, TJ, about how you found these new singers, because you got the venue with the show to really find this new generation of singers.
I am lucky enough to have this vehicle on public television. How can I promulgate the music into the future? How can I move this forward so that young kids can discover this? So that's where I came up with the concept of, you know, we still have a whole bunch of original performers with us, like you mentioned, Charlie Thomas, Jay Siegel, and on and on and on. How can we bring them back in a way that also engages some younger folks that I know feel the passion for this stuff, but they're undiscovered around the country? And so it's going to sound silly, but it's more or less like, well, I guess it's time to make Star Trek The Next Generation.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
From the original show.
That's
and
great.
I remember, you know, waking my wife up one night, middle of the night. She's like, what? I'm trying to sleep. I'm like, I got it. We're going to do Doo-Wop The Next Generation.
Yeah. That's a great
and she
idea.
Says, go back to bed, Bob. You have too much Chinese food tonight.
No, it's a great idea.
Bullshit line. And so then I started looking for kids that not could sing, because I didn't want people that could embellish or do that kind of modern way of singing, which is not, in my opinion, singing.
I hear you.
I wanted someone who could carry a melody, but moreover had the music and the passion in their heart. So I just started making a list of all the great songs I like to sing, and then basically I started looking around the world for a year for kids that could do that. And we found amazing talent. In the case of Charlie Thomas, getting back to your question, I came across these two young kids named Justin and James, and they were basically at a farmhouse somewhere in the middle of California.
Wow.
And they always loved the song This Magic Moment, classic, originally by the Drifters.
Right.
And so it was tender, it was sweet, it was beautiful, it was a slightly different arrangement from what I'm used to, but it was very true to the meaning of the song. And these are just two kids, they're in their late teens, and they love this thing. And they had this great little sort of a picket fence background behind them, and I thought, okay, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Young little kids like have the passion in their heart for the music. So I called them up, you know, crazy, calling them up at 3 or 4 in the morning, and I said, look, you don't know me, but I would like to have you on a TV show that I'm putting together. I want the world to see what it is you guys are doing. And, you know, they were like, yeah, sure. But I was serious, and they came out to Asbury Park. What they didn't know is at the same time, Charlie's a dear friend, and I called Charlie up, and I said, hey, listen, Charlie, we got these kids, and they do this version of This Magic Moment, and I want to surprise them. We're going to rebuild the fence that's behind them in their video, and it's going to break apart, and I want you and Charlie Thomas as drifters to walk out on stage behind them and just back them up and show them support and love if you feel that they're doing a great job. And Charlie said, sure. And then I thought, well, wait a second. Charlie Thomas and Benny King and Rudy Lewis and all those guys, they did that earlier with This Magic Moment, but then a few years later, Jane the Americans came out.
Sure.
And they had a tremendous, tremendous version of This Magic Moment.
Yeah.
What if we have Charlie come out and then Jane the Americans come out?
Wow.
And the kids didn't know this, but basically this fence breaks apart, and then all these groups, you know, Jane the Americans were inspired by the Drifters. The Drifters inspired these young kids. These young kids are now being backed up by these two amazing groups. It was the perfect example of passing of the generations, that you had three generations of performers there that just loved the music so much. We were able to share that moment with the world. So that's just one example of what this show is like.
Young people, like I've mentioned before, my sons, who are, you know, 38, 40, they love that music, obviously, because they heard it from when I was playing it on the radio. But, you know, a good friend of ours is Joey Fatone from NSYNC. And I often ask him, I say, you know, Joey, where did you guys get NSYNC, this five-part harmony? Well, his father's my age, right? So he grew up listening to all of this stuff, too. So they literally, that group who had a bazillion records sold, they literally used a lot of techniques of the ones that you're talking about. You know, the monotones and the platters and stuff. They just put it in a different arrangement, obviously. But that four or five-part harmony that is so indicative of doo-wop was the basis for their music. And boy, I tell you, nobody would have known that today, and it clinged on to an entirely new generation of music and fans.
Well, you say, but yeah, I mean, so glad. I'm so glad you said five-part harmony, because that, to me, is the real vocal group doo-wop sound, is five-part harmony.
Right.
We found these kids called the T-Tones, and they actually were performing in a subway in New York. They were out there doing, as you mentioned, the monotones of the song Book of Love.
Book of Love, right.
And there was four of them, and I said, you know, Monotones is a group that we never really had to have on one of our shows. That by the time I started making them 20, 25 years ago, the Monotones were long gone.
Right.
The same for the Silhouettes, who did Get a Job.
Sure.
You know, I'm just, if we could get two more guys to sing with you, another bass and another baritone, I think you guys could really, really knock it out of the park with Book of Love. And then why don't we try, while you're here, the great song Get a Job by the Silhouettes, one of the all-time great fun anthems.
Right.
Sure enough, they found two other guys that they had the exact vocal arrangement, because there's sort of a double baritone bass on Book of Love. And I actually had some footage of the original group from way back when, so they studied the choreography, and they come out on stage, and you feel like you're with the group. Now, there's no way to feel like you're with the group. They're not pretending to be the Monotones. They're who they are. But they're so true to the passion of the original, so enthusiastic. And it's just one example of hundreds that are on this show.
Wow. Well, you know, TJ, you and I probably could talk for hours and hours and hours. You ever get down to Orlando at all?
Yes, absolutely. My brother actually runs a restaurant there, and he used to be a highlight player. So he's kind of his base for going to play highlight around different parts of the world.
He has a restaurant now in Orlando?
Yeah, he runs the Ale House.
Oh, geez, that's right near our studio.
There you go.
I'd love to have you come back and join us again. And I give you a lot of credit for what you're doing here on PBS. It's called My Music. It's the original artist of doo-wop as they pass the torch to a new generation of singers, shot in Asbury Park, New Jersey, the brainchild of our guest, TJ Lubinsky. And, of course, like a lot of the shows, they will be repeated many times, especially during fundraising times. So check your local listings for the PBS station that airs it near you. TJ, would you come down and visit with us?
Absolutely, Ron. It's been a pleasure, and I would love to talk to you more about all the genres of music.
Let's do it, okay, my friend?
Sounds good.
Thank you so much. TJ Lubinsky has been our guest. Very clever guy. He really is, and he's done something that so many people are happy that he's done. He's brought back the music of your life.
My pleasure, Ron. It was really fun, and I will really look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks, TJ. TJ Lubinsky with Ron Segi today.
I wonder, wonder.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Merchants, and the financial industry. 3 years after banks sent upgraded credit and debit cards with a built-in computer chip to cardholders, and store owners were encouraged to upgrade their payment systems to support the new cards, a report from Visa shows a dramatic decrease in counterfeit payment fraud due to the upgrade. In fact, counterfeit fraud at U.S. chip-enabled merchants is down 82% as of June 2018. Since the chip launched nationally in 2015, Visa has seen continued growth in the number of chip cards and chip-enabled merchants. Visa has more than 3.1 million merchants now accepting chip cards. That's 67% of U.S. stores that accept Visa payment cards. The time spent paying in a chip card has gotten faster and more convenient for consumers because of contactless technology, where you tap to pay the card rather than inserting it. Tapping to pay provides the same security as traditional chip cards. To learn more about paying with a chip or contactless card, visit usa.visa.com.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include from the TV show New Amsterdam, Freeman Agyeman and Jocko Sims, Heidi Klum, one of the beautiful judges on America's Got Talent, and from PBS, DJ Levinsky. His series on doo-wop music, music in general, is excellent. Next hour, Daniel Krauthammer will be here. He's the son of Charles Krauthammer, of course, was an individual who had a mind that was unbelievable. He was on Fox a long time. He started a book. Daniel finished it, and we'll be talking about it. From Chicago Med, Nick Gilfis and Colin Donnelly. And then we're going to do an interview that we did with Carol Channing as a tribute to that lady of the stage. That's coming up next hour.